你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，然后我们进行详尽的分解。Let's get it. Where's everyone? We were supposed to start 15 minutes ago. Jill Kahn said she'd be here in a sec. She said she got tied up with a client. Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was a huge traffic jam on the highway this morning. Morning, everyone. Were you stuck in traffic as well, Jess? There was a huge pileup on the highway and the traffic was backed up for miles.OK, 我们来看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。今天的主题叫 Sorry, I'm late. 抱歉我很迟到了。第一句话 Where's everyone? 人呢？人去哪里了？老板在开会的时候发现一个人都不在。Where 在加速的时候可以弱化成 were. 把中间的 a 去掉 were. Where is everyone? 你可以说 Where's everyone? We were supposed to start 15 minutes ago. 一个固定的表达 be supposed to 表示应该这个事情按照常理来说它应该怎么样开始啊，或者按照惯例来说，那么他用的是过去式，因为我们15分钟前应该就开始了，但事实上是没有的。 We were supposed to， to 在加速可以弱化成 to。 We were supposed to 15 minutes ago， minutes 跟 ago 有连叫 minutes ago， 所以这句话变成 Where's everyone? We were supposed to start 15 minutes ago. Joe Kahn said she'd be here in a sec. 来我们看一下第一个 Joe Kahn， 你要记住 call，然后呢后面加个有一个连音叫 cotton， 但是呢在口语化当中呢一般以 d 加个 a 加个 n， d 跟 a 不用发音，气流阻塞一下变成 cotton。 Joe Kahn said， 所以 cotton said 对的， cotton said 更加偷懒，会造成听力的不放这个我们感觉到不是很顺畅。 Joe Kahn said should be here in a sec， in a sec， sec 就是 second 的意思， in a sec 就是一会儿， in a minute。Now, Joe 打电话说他一会儿就到。Joe Kahn said she'll be here in a sec. She said she got tied up with a client. 这边一个固定的表达叫 got tied up with. 那么等于 be tied up with. Tied 指的是捆的意思。被在客户面前被捆住了。被捆住了。意思是呢他忙于一个客户或者在什么什么事情方面无法脱身的意思。相当于 be busy with.他说他在一个客户面前啊，目前忙一个客户或者在一个顾客面前现在脱不了身。She said she got tied up， 连音 tied 跟 up 叫 tied up， with 跟 a 有连音叫 with a client， 这是客户。She said she got tied up with a client。 She said she got tied up with a client， 这句话我们再来一遍。 Joe Kahn said she'd be here in a sec。 She said she got tied up with a client。 下面一句话又来了一个人。 Sorry I'm late everyone。There was a huge traffic jam on the highway this morning. Late again, everyone. 连叫 late everyone. Sorry, I'm late everyone. There was a huge traffic jam. 我们叫 traffic jam. Jam 是果酱。那么交通像果酱一样，就是交通阻塞的意思。Huge traffic jam 就是交通阻塞的很严重，比较的 heavy. On the highway this morning. Highway 可以指的是高速公路，那在这里指的更多是公路的意思哈。那么在大马路上现在交通阻塞的很严重。Jam 跟 on 有一个连叫 jam on。on 在击穿了 th 音叫 on， 用 n 跟后面的 a 连音。所以三个单词可以说成 jam on。There was a huge traffic jam on the highway this morning. Sorry I'm late everyone. There was a huge traffic jam on the highway this morning. 然后又出现了 Morning everyone, were you stuck in traffic as well, Jess?第一个 be stuck in 指的是困在什么什么，堵在什么，在这边上被卡在什么地方。他说 Jess 你也一样，你也被卡在了交通上吗？也就是你也被堵在路上了吗？ Were you stuck in 连音， Were you stuck in traffic as well, Jess? There's a huge pileup on the highway and traffic was backed up for miles. 这么一个固定的表达叫做叫 huge pileup。 pileup 这个单词呢可以表示汽车大排长龙的意思，在公路上汽车大排长龙。 And the traffic 交通呢 was be backed up for miles。 be backed up 这是个固定的表达，指的是拥堵的意思，阻塞的意思，而且、阻塞了数亿英里。 back up 有一个连叫 backed， 所以这句话变成 There was a huge pileup on the highway。 pileup 那么 p 跟后面的 on 形成个连叫 pileup on， on 又击穿了 th 音叫 on， 所以这三个单词叫Pileup on a highway and traffic was backed up for miles. 我们把这一段整个篇文章我们来读一遍。Where's everyone? We were supposed to start 15 minutes ago. Joe Kahn said she'd be here in a sec. She said she got tied up with a client. Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was a huge traffic jam on the highway this morning. Morning, everyone. Were you stuck in traffic as well, Jess? There was a huge pileup on the highway, and traffic was backed up for miles. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然，如果你想要跟 Monster 学到更多，你可以来参加我21天听力跟口语挑战的计划。这是一个完全公益的免费活动，也是我们最后一季21天，以后就没有这样的活动了。21天挑战20个主题21节课，带你精听和分析数百页的口语材料，每堂课2个多小时，全程的干货，很轻松，一个月打通你的听力跟口语。如果想要免费获得这个课程，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆，关注之后立刻推送一个微信群给你，扫码进群就可以来参加我21天免费的课程。 See you next time guys.